Where is my first Captain Hornblaster from the Rangers game? I don't think we ever played this. Do we know which one that is?
It should be... Oh, sorry. I have a mistread here.
Ronink LA, and then there's a TVT one. Okay, number that's five. The one. Here is... Now, this character, Captain Hornblast, he has made an appearance on this show. I want to say... I'm not 100% sure, but I want to say it was when we were having problems with Serena Faison from ABC Action News.
Right.
When she would steal our story and not give us any credit for anything and then call my house 1,000 times trying to get a hold of me.
Yeah.
Captain Hornblast took it upon himself to go and Hornblast her during a live segment.
It was right after Rick Scott had been elected as governor.
Right. And everybody was out doing different coverage. And she was out there broadcasting live. And Captain Hornblast, in full Mexican luchador mask and cape, ran up to her while she was live, blew the horn, and started screaming like a crazy Mexican. Then Captain Hornblast made an appearance on the plaza during the news while they were broadcasting there from the arena. I don't even know if we've ever played this before because I didn't want to encourage this kind of activity.
Bar, look at all these people.
That's Chip Carter, I believe.
They're all going to buy me a drink tonight. They have no idea they just agreed to do that. So what's life going to be like without Ryan?
Wow, that is loud, man. That is really loud.
What's life going to be like without Ryan? Holy smoke. We're coming your way next.
And then you can hear him screaming in the background.
Holy smoke. We're coming your way next.
He actually sent them to commercial. They were in the middle of a segment, and then they go straight to commercial.
Yeah,
watch the video on
There's
Cali
a video
TV.
On Cali TV. I've seen the video. As soon as the horn goes, they duck out of there really quick because they don't know what's coming up next. Poor Chip Carter was out there. All right, so then yesterday you had... Now, who was there? Is this an L.A. team or who is this?
Which...
I don't know. This is broadcasting from the Amalie outside of game one. Hey, I don't know. Oh, hold on.
Clip number six is NBC 8 News, and then clip number seven is NBC Sports.
Yeah. Okay, then I think this is what it was. Is this the Ronick one?
Live, work, play environment.
No, I don't know what this
is. That's Channel 8.
Hold on. I might think my cuts are all out of order here. All right, this is News Channel 8. This is Jeff Vinnick sitting down with Stacey Scheibel and Keith Kate.
Live, work, play environment. Mixed use.
You hear the guy go, and that was loud, but you have to see, if you go to our Facebook page, there's a screenshot of his face, and he is in this full round mouth mode when it happens. He's like, hey.
Live, work, play environment, mixed use. Mixed use.
And
that was loud.
And you're dreaming big. We love that.
You are.
We like people like that.
I know you do. Yes, they
Captain
will.
Hornblaster likes to scream a lot.
Yeah.
After the horn blast.
Live, work, play environment. Mixed use. Mixed use.
And you're
loud.
And you're dreaming big. We love that.
You are. Yeah, we've got some fans behind us.
We like people like that.
I know you do. Yes, they will rock that building.
Maybe Captain Hornblast will be sitting next to the spaceman next year at the thing.
Never know.
This is former Blackhawk Jeremy Roenick, who works for the NHL Network. He was broadcasting outside of the arena, and they have a tight shot on him. There's a bunch of kids behind him. There is a lady sitting next to him, and there is a Gold Bolt banner. And out of nowhere, while you're watching it, you see Captain Hornblaster rise up from behind the banner.
Right.
Listen to this.
A couple hours. They don't even have tickets. Crystal, tell us what it was like getting here just to have these seats.
It's a long drive to get here, but we've had a blast, and we didn't want to miss out at all.
And these seats are great because they're going to show the game.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Was it running out of juice?
Running out of juice.
But listen, he got it.
And these seats are great because they're going to show the game.
It sounds like you're killing a whale while you're out there.
At all.
And these seats are great because they're going to show the game right on the...
It's like you got a vuvuzela in there.
At all.
And these seats are great because they're going to show the game right on the wall of the parking garage right here.
Now watch. Ronick starts asking the players who their favorite... the kids who their favorite players are.
And we got a big family of six. Guys, who's your favorite player?
Bishop! Captain Hornblaster!
Oh, my God. He gets game out of nowhere.
Captain Hornblaster.
Bishop! Captain Hornblaster!
Oh, my God. Ethan's came out of nowhere. Who's your favorite player?
Edmund.
We got a defensive family. By the way, Hulk Hogan's going to be here in about 10 minutes. We're going to have a little wrestle-off. So, Dave, I'm going to get into the festivities right here. Put on my hat.
That is great. That is great.
He totally thinks that Captain Hornblaster is a little kid.
Yeah. Well, Captain Hornblaster's got a full beard and mustache. Now, there were several people saying to me that Captain Hornblaster dyes his beard, which is odd.
That's
I don't know. I only know of one other guy that does that.
Right.
But then the ironic thing was is that if you look at that guy that's there with Roenick, he appears to be different than the guy who is over there behind Channel 8 News. So Captain Hornblaster is very elusive. Yeah. If you ask me to pick him out of lineup, I don't even know.
Sometimes he's wearing sunglasses in video. Sometimes he's not.
When he wears the sunglasses and the Mexican luchador mask, he looks like a fly. Doesn't he look like a fly? It was great. And I can also tell you that in the pregame, the Lightning in-house video guys shot a lot of video of Captain Hornblaster and his activities around the whole Ice Palace area.
I found an actual Captain Hornblaster channel on YouTube that I tweeted out, so you can actually go to his channel and see all the videos that he's done.
I'm not going to go to it until there's like 10 more on there.
Yeah, he calls himself a furious wind. It's really weird.
What is a furious wind?
Yeah, he says he rolls in like a furious wind.
Combination of his Mexican luchador talents and the technology of Hornblasters.com?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's incredible.
And then he was escorted out by police?
Rob saw that.
Yeah, I watched them. They came up to him and they said, what's in the backpack, sir? And they made
backpacks are very dangerous.
Yeah, and I know he has a dyed beard, so he looks Muslim.
That's true.
He has a very dark beard.
Or leprechaun.
And he's wearing a mask, so you can't really tell what ethnicity he is.
Right.
And then I know Spanish is walking around him. We don't know what Spanish is.
Yeah, it's true.
So he looks like Arabian. So it looks like there's terrorists down there.
Yeah, tiny terrorists. You guys are like Lego terrorists.
Yeah, those guys.
The cop pulls Captain Hornblaster aside and goes, "What's in the backpack?" So I watch Captain Hornblaster unzip, and I hear him go, "It's just a horn, man. There's no problems here." And the cop goes, "You're going to have to take that back to your car." So Captain Hornblaster...
Well, that was nice of them instead of confiscating it.
Well, then they followed him all the way back to make sure he went to his car, and they said, "Captain Hornblaster, do not hit that horn again." And then he crossed the street and hit the horn before he ran away. He did.
Oh, Captain Hornblaster is going to get shot in the back.
Well, it was funny because I saw Captain Hornblaster with that one officer who was escorting him out, but then a couple other officers, were like, "What's going on?" And the one officer was like, "Well, we got to get him out of here." And the other officer said, "Well, just let him go. Who cares?"
Yeah. Oh, look, safety first.
Yeah.
And that guy evidently is a nuisance.
Just let him go so we can play target practice with his air tag.
That's my favorite picture. I'm going to make a t-shirt of that. Keith Cape looking like he's about to kiss somebody. And then Spanish, you were standing behind them.
Yeah.
I saw that earlier.
Yeah, I know. If you watch the actual news broadcast online, you could see that even the cameraman shook when Captain Hornblaster blasted his horn.
You can go to our Facebook, facebook.com/TheMikeCalta Show, and see all these pictures and video of this elusive Captain Hornblaster in case you might happen to see him in your neighborhood. I don't know what... if there's a popular news story. But let me tell you, Captain Hornblast is going to be very busy during the election season.
Yeah.
Especially
I
with
he's
right now.
Out and about.
You got two candidates right now from the great state of Florida. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of activity over here. And who knows? A win for Captain Hornblast may be a win for the people.
Yeah.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.